Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
All right, so they asked Karine Jean-Pierre at the White House whether or not Joe Biden would be comfortable having his Corvette parked somewhere in the Washington, D.C. area, you know, after these terrible, terrible things have been happening, carjackings and so forth, even to a member of Congress. And, of course, what was the response? Well, we don't deal in hypotheticals. And, of course, the answer would be a big, fat no. No, it's not going to. The president would not let his Corvette be parked on the street overnight. That's for sure. All right, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. Our telephone line, our toll-free line, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. And we are the place. No, we are the nexus, of course, for political talk and news in the overnights across America. And we're glad that you found us. We're glad that you're joining us. And we're broadcasting live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station of AM 860 The Answer by way of Southern California this morning. And we're broadcasting out to all of our great radio affiliates across the country. And of course, via satellite up on the GCN network. Want to give a big shout out to everybody working at GCN this morning. And if you're streaming the show, we want to welcome you as well. Whatever you're doing across America this morning, if you're traveling, if you're trucking, if you're working, whatever you're doing, we're glad you're with us. And we want you to know that we give you a special shout out as well. So once again, 1-877-969-8600. That is the number if you'd like to call in and opine. Just briefly, we'll get right back to Denise Simon here in just a moment. But of course, we've been following our top story this morning that's started transpiring late last night. And that is in Baltimore, Maryland, we have five shooting victims. All have non-life-threatening injuries. That is the one good part of this story. But it happened on the campus of Morgan State University there in Baltimore. Four of those five victims were students, we understand. The suspects are suspect and or suspects. There could be as many as three. And perhaps Denise has some updated details for us on this as well. But they are still at large. It all happened during homecoming week. Classes are canceled for Wednesday. Of course, that's a good move. But no suspects in custody right now, so hopefully they will find them soon. Denise, good morning again. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. That was just a terrible story coming out of Baltimore this morning.
It was, and I don't have any other details. I was looking at it to see if there was any kind of an update overnight, and I didn't see any, so I can't add anything to that.
Well, no, that's fine. It's just I know what they had a press conference around 1:30 a.m. Eastern, so there may not be too much more forthcoming overnight yet. But that's one of the things we do on this program. As soon as we see it, and that's why we're looking for that. I knew you would be, and so that's right. Those suspects still at large, and they're doing everything they can to find them.
Well, you know, we're. Before we went to break, I was talking about appropriations, and right. Interestingly enough, appropriations actually comes from the guidance of the president's proposed budget. And I actually was looking at that, and it was proposed in March or February or March. But anyway, there were some interesting things in there that I would argue really have gotten us nowhere. And One of the things that is in his proposed budget is to cut wasteful spending. One of them
right.
is to lower costs for families and give the American people more breathing room, another failure. Lower housing costs, combat the climate crisis, and making our community safer and combat crime. Combat crime. Well, I would argue that that would necessarily go to guidance of the Department of Justice and the FBI, and we can't seem to get that right, can we? You know, you got what just happened at Morgan State. You got what just happened to Henry Congressman Cuellar, having his car stolen.
Yeah, and the sushi. The sushi was in the car as well.
Yeah, but he got that back. He got everything back.
He got the back. Right, well, that's good.
Was in it, and his cell phone, he apparently got everything back because they abandoned the car, like, I don't know, a mile away or 4 miles away or whatever. And so, you know, we're in a bad place. I mean, crime has virtually taken over. So what is it that... in the budget, it makes our community safer and combats crime. What does that look like? Anyway.
That's a great question.
The House and the Senate take this guidance that comes out of the White House, and they try and, well, I don't know if they try because it's Biden, but they would necessarily use that when it comes to appropriations. Now, there's 12 appropriations bills. Before we went to break, I said that the House had dealt with 4 of the 12. 3 passed, 1 has not. The Senate hasn't done any. And so McCarthy has actually moved forward on 4 of 12. But now that we don't have a speaker, we have somebody that's just kind of holding the baton for a little while, probably until Tuesday when the nominations are, and then the vote is on Wednesday for a new speaker.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen in 45 days? Are we going to combat crime? No. Are we going to fix the climate crisis? No.
No.
Are we going to fix the border? No.
Well, Denise, hold on there real quick. We're coming up to the break, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We're back with more with Denise Simon after these quick messages. 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to call in.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race through, rocket through the Wednesday morning edition of the program. And boy, it's going fast this morning. It's really, really going fast. It's going by at warp speed. And don't forget the toll-free line. I was trying to say call and toll all at the same time. Toll-free call-in line is 1-877-969-8600. We're glad that you're with us. Kyle Warren with you. And we'll be back with Denise Simon here in just a few moments, right after I tell you about GEICO. GEICO Insurance, because they're bringing you this part of the program and our conversation with Denise Simon. So head over to GEICO.com. That's G-E-I-C-O. GEICO.com. Take advantage of their price comparison. Now, you can put in the vehicle that you own, if you've got, you know, car, truck, whatever vehicle you have, and see what the comparison for the same coverage, see what that would work out to be. And also, if you've got other vehicles, you've got a motorcycle, you know, an RV, ATV, a boat maybe, well, put all that together too. Bundle that together and see what the price difference might be when you put all that stuff together. And if you really want to start saving money, that's when you start bundling in your home or your condo and or your property, basically. So that's where you start saving the big money. So go on over there go to GEICO.com. Take the price comparison test today and find out if you can save a bundle. We think that you will. So once again, GEICO.com. That's GEICO.com. All right, back to Denise Simon. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, there's several, there's just really a couple of people that we're hearing about so far, including Steve Scalise, we also including Jim Jordan, I believe, and then also another representative, this one from Oklahoma, Kevin Hearn. His name was bandied about a little bit back in January. What do you think is the possibility of Scalise or Jordan or even Mr. Hearn emerging as an early on favorite?
Jordan is head of judiciary. I would hate for to take him out of that to go be speaker. There's also another name, and that's Emmers. So I don't know. At this point, you know, who would want the job? Because if after, you know, 3 or 4 months, if, you know, these eight, you know, out of the House Freedom Caucus don't like what the next speaker is doing, do they vacate that one too? Because the same deal still sits there. So, who wants the job?
Right, that's right. Joe's chiming in. Too bad Ron Paul is retired, because he was a laser beam on money and the budget and spending and this kind of thing.
I'll tell you who might be an interesting name to put in the mix, and that's Lee Zeldin.
Okay.
Well, you know, Lee was in Congress, and then he ran for governor of New York, and actually helped gain Republican seats in New York, kind of as a byproduct of his campaign. Of course, he lost. But I'll tell you what, I think that he might be an interesting candidate to put in there.
Well, and that's not left field, but it's different, right? And maybe it's
well,
different.
Well, I mean, we had one congressman already nominate Trump.
Yes, I did hear that. That's right. Yes. Yeah. You know, in fact, I think Jim Jordan was actually asked about that earlier in the day, that kind of possibility. He said, well, you know, he could come in, he could do a great job, but, you know, I don't know if that's really practical at this point. What do you think?
I don't either. It's not. But it's really a trial balloon. It's just kind of putting, you know, some thought out there and nothing more.
Well, you know, one of the things I was thinking about asking you about earlier in the day as all this was unfolding, thinking ahead to the show, is that how do the Republicans cobble together any kind of unity, for lack of a better term, moving forward? In other words, by changing speakers, does that mean that now suddenly there will be this
no.
major ability to
no.
move forward and do all
no.
those things?
No. Look, every Democrat really drinks from the same cup, okay? And they were taught and trained and mentored and threatened to do so under Pelosi. The Republicans have independent thought. I would argue they represent their constituents probably a little bit better.
Right.
But you've got hardliners, and then you've got moderates. That's just the way it is. And you can't stop that. I mean, you've got a Republican coming out of New Hampshire is not the same Republican that's over there in Texas. You see what I'm saying?
Agreed. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah, it's different parts of the country. The country can be disparate but unified at the same time, and I think that's what you're describing. And yeah, so everybody isn't of the exact same mindset of everything.
Well, the Republican National Committee puts out a platform every year before the convention, or, you know, leading into the convention. They have the delegates, and they all go all through all these things, and they come out with a platform. And that is supposed to be the guide sheet for the entire country, for the entire caucus. And so what you do is you look at that, and they should all agree to that. And I think for the most part they do. How they get there, however, is a whole other thing. Now, the process, the legislative process in Washington, D.C. is we think we're nutty. I would argue Israel's worse, but, I mean, if there is a worse, yes, there is. But, you know, the power of the purse is supposed to reside in the House. Okay, we get it. Then why are we sending appropriations bills or the Senate? Why are they taking up appropriations bills? That doesn't mean that the House has exclusivity on the power of the purse to me, right?
Right. Right, yeah.
So, now, the one thing that everybody is stomping their feet about is the aid, the support money going to Ukraine. People are sick and tired of that money going over there and necessarily being unaccounted for. Well, it's not unaccounted for. I think it is accounted. We may not want to know where it's going, but it is accounted for. All right? Having said that, the other one is the border. The House passed H.R. 2. It is the most aggressive immigration bill that's happened in decades. I don't think we've had one in decades, so, I mean, with that true statement there. Now, we have those two things.
Right.
The one thing that annoys me that nobody has talked about is all the wasteful spending that's going to climate change and everything in this whole green agenda deal, okay? Billions and billions, and it started under Obama. We were just throwing all kinds of money over at the United Nations. We're throwing all kinds of money over here and over there and all these foreign countries and so forth. Well, where's Matt Gaetz on that? Where is Andy Biggs on that? You know, where's Ken Buck on that? Where is Nancy Mace, who's becoming more annoying to me than I ever thought she could? Why aren't they saying we're not spending any more money on climate change? Why? Because where's the return on investment? What is the money going to climate change doing? Well, all it's doing is adding more regulations. Now that they don't want us to have air conditioning. They don't want us to have, gas stoves. They don't want us to have, that's what it's doing. But it hasn't changed a degree. It hasn't lowered the levels of the oceans. All it's doing is killing whales.
Right. Well, yeah. Where's that conversation? Yeah, no kidding. Well, I heard it described earlier today as sort of the dog that caught the car at this point. In other words, the Democrats really have the ability, for better or for worse, to just really frame the Republicans as being in chaos at this point. And I understand spending all those things. But yes, exactly. But the Democrats, like you were saying, they have the ability basically to solidify. And it looks like, they've got these plans and they're all together on it, and it's just you have to be very careful to navigate this.
Well, the Democrats are so divisive. Hakeem Jeffries is just to me nasty. With this cat Bowman did by pulling the fire alarm, that just tells you how extreme they are.
Yeah, and nobody pulled the fire alarm for this, so I don't know. Tell you what, Denise, can you stay on for another segment again?
Sure.
Excellent. All right, folks, we're coming right back with more with Denise Simon. We'll also have a military story for a military report as well, and we have so much more to talk about as we continue in the overnights across America. Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600.
Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. He's Speaker of the House no more.
Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy has been ousted.
The yeas are 216. The nays are 210. The office of Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant.
The motion to remove him, initiated by Representative Matt Gaetz, gained support from a few Republicans and Democrats. After the vote, Gaetz said Louisiana Representative Steve Scalise would be a good replacement.
I would give him the deference to be able to decide whether or not he'd like to put himself forward as a candidate, but he'd be the type of person that I could see myself supporting.
This marks the first time in U.S. history a speaker has been voted out. I'm John Schaefer.
A national emergency alert test is set for tomorrow about 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Racing through and rocketing through your radio dial this morning. Great, great song there as well. We've got a lot of great bumper tracks coming in these days, and I really do appreciate that. And and of course, it keeps us all going throughout the overnight hours. That's what we're doing here on this program as well. Kyle Warren with you, and of course, the toll-free line is 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to call in and have a little bit of a conversation with us. We sure appreciate that, and we're waiting to hear from you. And especially in this morning, we're talking a lot about what's happened with the speakership, and there's a good reason for that, of course, because obviously this is a major impact. You know, we've been talking about sea changes that seem to happen all the time, and these sea changes continue, and they come every 5 minutes, it seems like, and it's just becoming normal to have seismic shifts. Oh, boy. All right. Well, once again, folks, welcome to the program. I want to let you know, first of all, that this portion of this program is being brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. You want to check out their website, cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4, .org. So Concerned Veterans for America at cv4a.org. And, of course, each week we talk with Jimmy T. Smith. We'll be talking with him later this week, I believe on Thursday, and we'll be hearing more about what they do for our vets, what they do to try to influence policy in a very positive way for any kind of military operations that go on overseas and so forth. But also, of course, again, their primary focus on our veterans that have served our country so well and with so much honor and dignity. So once again, cv4a.org, check them out and find out what they have to offer over there. Folks, again, we'll go right back right now to Denise Simon. And Denise, we'll continue talking about what's happening with the speakership. And then in a few moments, I want to let our audience know about a military story that we typically do here at the bottom of the hour as well. But what do you think, again, how do we move forward from all this?
Well, You know, the Republicans caucus last night. Now, what they got out of that, I don't know. I'm surprised that Patrick McHenry, who is the temporary speaker, delayed any kind of replacement for the speakership for really a week. I'm really stunned with that. Although, I'm happy that he told Nancy Pelosi that she had to vacate her special office.
Right, her hideaway office, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and by the way, the Senate has one, too, for Schumer. I guess my question is why. But anyway, since Pelosi was at Dianne Feinstein's funeral festivities, Hakeem Jeffries did all the moving for Pelosi, so apparently the office is vacated. Now, when it comes to appropriations, and I'm going to kind of stay on this one for a second, you know, I talked about the wasteful money in all climate change nonsense. The other one is education. And I would argue the Department of Education, the Department of Labor now have joined in a committee in the House. Why those two joined together, I don't know, but nonetheless it did. And so we have a problem, obviously, with the teachers union and what is happening and trying to get our students either, one, caught up or, two, at least improve. I mean, and I don't see some of these governors, much less mayors, or these school boards stomping their feet about the failures of the public school system. So where is Matt Gaetz and, you know, his little gang? I'm talking about eliminating the Department of Education or encouraging right-to-work states so we start competing with unions. We're obviously seeing, you know, what happened in Hollywood, not that we care about the screenwriters, whatever strike they had out there. But what's happening with the UAW? I think in some cases there's been up to 1,000 people that have been permanently laid off now because of the UAW strike. And, you know, I just don't see that it's a positive thing. They're making demands that are really kind of outrageous. Get paid right for a 40-hour work week, but you only work 32. Huh? Really?
Well, right, yeah, exactly, and it's as if it there's like the idea of strikes and more strikes. It seems like that's sort of taking hold as sort of the new mentality. But it's coming at a time, you know, and we want people to be able to make a great living and have good conditions and all those different things. But it's coming at a time when the competition around the world is getting so tense.
Not only that, but, you know, all the reasons that unions were created is to protect the workers and fair pay and good working conditions, all that. All that's been legislated away. So it's kind of like, why do we still have them? Then, you know, I don't hear a lot of jumping up and down about clawing back money that the federal government has been willfully reckless in doling out when it comes to Medicare or the Paycheck Protection Program out of COVID and all that. You know, where is all that? So it's a Herculean task in order to rein in government. But most of all, you know, you have a weaponized, and I'm really getting tired of that word, Department of Justice. And, you know, we haven't impeached anybody. Okay, so let's not impeach. Let's suspend.
Right. Yeah, to point out the fact of what's happening. Right.
Yeah, let's take a vote on no confidence in their ability to do the job, and then suspend them. like Mayorkas or Garland or Lisa Monaco or, you know, any of that crowd. I would also say that I would defund the czars that work in the White House. And let's start, if for nothing else, with John Kerry.
I knew you'd say that. That's exactly, yeah, exactly.
I mean, Kyle, you and I can sit here for the next week and start listing the things that should be done. And, you know, with the new speaker, we're pushing all that out. We're virtually pushing all of it out. Now, we have a Biden crime family. Well, the committee are still going to do their work, even without a speaker, because there were things that were already in process, and that's fine and that's good. But Biden has the Praetorian Guard here, and that Praetorian Guard is the Department of Justice. And I really believe that, you know, now is the time to, you know, light a match to that whole thing. You know, the FBI wanted, wanted a brand new building. And, you know, they wanted asking for big dollars to build a new building.
Right.
Well, at least that's been stalled.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the term Praetorian Guard, because that's something the founders would have never, ever wanted because of that connotation. Yeah.
Never. And, you know, I want a citizens committee on writing ethics rules for both for government employees, especially the House and Senate, because the ethics rules mean nothing. You know, Matt Gaetz himself is actually under an ethics investigation. Blah,
that's
blah,
right.
Blah.
Yeah.
They find him guilty, then what? You know, they just send him a letter and say, shame on you? Yes, that's all that happens.
In other words, what you're getting at is that, you know, there's all this bluster, but it doesn't really do anything or go anywhere, ultimately.
Right. Now, yeah. Why in the world do we have 2.9 million civilians working for the federal government? That doesn't include the military, okay? But think about that. 2.9 million people work for the federal government.
Right.
Now, do you think the federal government's too big? If they eliminated 10% of those people, would we miss them? No.
Good question. Well, we don't want to miss the break coming up, though, Denise, so thanks for sticking around. We will talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care out there.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Denise. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. We're coming back with the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Want to celebrate being on the air here right now, folks. Of course, we're going across your radio dial in the overnights in America, and you have found the right place, folks. It's the Nexus for talk and politics in the overnight hours, live across America. Kyle Warren with you. The telephone line is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. And boy, do we have an awful lot more to talk about. We're going to be talking with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, here in just a few moments. But first, I want to let you know that this portion of our program is being brought to you by Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. You want to head on over to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, where you want to check out the 1995 3-week quick start. And why should you take Relief Factor? Well, simply because it works. It works against the pain, the inflammation, and the swelling, these kinds of things. We hope that it, and think and know that it's going to do a great job for you. And it does this because of the ingredients it has, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, and that helps support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is where you get the pain and the swelling and all of that. And they want to help you with that. So head on over to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Check out the 1995 3-week quick start, because all you have to lose is pain. All right. Well, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
All right. Well, what a day it has been. There is no doubt about that. I think that there was some reaction perhaps in the markets. I don't know, early on perhaps, maybe in the overnights or the early returns from around the world. But generally speaking, the speaker is out, I guess, and where we go from here is almost anybody's guess. Where do you think we're going from here?
Again, you can spin a roulette wheel at this point in time, but you know, I want to make this clear. People listen to my podcast and radio show. I left the Republican Party well more than a decade ago, and just my frustration with them not doing what, you know, they said that they were going to do again and again and again and again. And, you know, I've become a bit of an equal opportunity basher, so to speak, when it comes to things. And I am more, quite frankly, I'm more upset with Republicans than I am our Democrats. At least Democrats tell you what they're going to do, and they go out and they do it. And, you know, my opinion, what we're looking at right now is akin to a bit of a dumpster fire. It is. I mean, I agree with, in principle with, you know, some of the things that these people who, voted against, the speaker have been saying. But right now is not the time to do it. And just to show you what a mess the Republican Party is. Again, we were supposed to have this, red wave. We were supposed to have this big red wave in 2022, and it didn't happen. Didn't happen because they started to put in these candidates which were completely unviable. And I've watched this over the years where Republicans have really could have taken a lot of control, whether it be going back to 2010 and some of the candidates they put forward in certain areas that were just completely unelectable. And, you know, they've decided to do that again, again, again. And you've got some, you know, members of the Republican caucus right now that act completely bizarre in public and, you know, basically are not helping the cause. And again, you want to differentiate right now, between the Democrats and their purpose and the Republicans and their purpose. You can look no further than Nancy Pelosi. Now, I am the polar opposite in regards to her, you know, beliefs and, you know, what she believes in. But, you know, one cannot argue she is probably one of the greatest speakers of the House of all time.
Very effective. Controls. Yeah, for better or for worse, very effective. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she controls her. I mean, she does a very, you know, she does her job and, you know, controls everybody and gets things done when she's in charge. Republicans right now, I think, to the general public, look like a dumpster fire. Now, this comes in the face of polls where this race in 2024 should be a landslide for Republicans just based upon the economy and the way people feel about kitchen table issues. And you can go back to the old James Carville, who was obviously a Democratic operative. It's the economy, stupid, which takes us all back to Bill Clinton, the first time that he ran against George H.W. Bush. It's kitchen table issues. And right now, you know, we're not even focused on that.
Well, you know, you're so right, Chris. I'm so glad you brought that up, because the polls also told us, as you mentioned about the red wave, that was all based on the polls. And so now we're looking at the polls and we think, well, it's a slam dunk for 24. But, you know, guess again, it's going to be a slog.
Well, again, you know, you can also look at, you know, some of the social issues that the Republicans decided to go all in on in 22. I mean, all you need to do is to focus on people's, the economy and people's wallets. And you know, it's a slam dunk for you, but we're incapable, of doing that. And you know, this distractions that are going on a regular basis with Donald Trump, they don't help, by any stretch of the imagination. This doesn't help. So you're watching right now a party that's in complete, disarray. I don't know who's going to be able to, rein things in. I mean, you even have, you know, you have Republican senators, and these are, I'm quite frankly, most of the Republican senators I don't like at all. I don't even understand how they get reelected. You know, the Lindsey Grahams of the world, you know, making fun of, you know, the House. This is not a party that's united by any stretch of the imagination. And, you know, does it bode well for 2024? I mean, at first glance, no, it does not.
No, I don't think it does at all. And that's why there's a long way to go and very difficult to navigate. Well, let's switch gears here over to the economy overall, or just an economic issue here. And that is, we understand that Ford is now making some new offers to the UAW. We got GM. They're furloughing more workers. Ford is saying it's getting a new comprehensive contract and so forth. They've got boosted wages for temporary workers. They're increasing company 401k contributions. Is there any end in sight on this, or how far apart are they?
They're still very far apart from what I've heard. I mean, I don't know. There could be a breakthrough at some point in time. Again, you know, these companies are in the business of turning a profit. They're not government-owned automakers, even though we, the taxpayers, already bailed them out once and lost our shirt on that run. But, you know, if these contracts go through, inevitably, we, the taxpayers, are going to have to bail them out again because their business models are completely unsustainable. And, you know, that's just the reality right now. This is, you know, the climate religion that has pushed these automakers in this direction based upon the people that are in power. It's patently absurd what we have going on. I was laughing yesterday reading a story about the new battery factory opening up. I think it was in Kansas. And they realized that there wasn't going to be enough electricity to actually run the factory. So they were planning on shutting down a coal-fired electric plant, and they are going to have to keep that coal-fired electric plant open so they can keep the factory running, run the factory that's making these batteries for EVs. I mean, it's just one stupid move after another stupid move after another stupid move. And it makes you want to pull your hair out. But this is the problem that I have. It's the problem that I have is that, you know, you get people, and our founders told us about this, about political parties and being beholden and listening to political parties. Don't do that. You know, vote for candidates. Don't vote for parties. We need to get away from the two-party system. That's probably the most damaging thing that we have to this country.
Well, you know, when you say that, it makes me think of a candidate like RFK Jr., who may be able to bridge the gap, right?
Listen, I agree with everything that RFK Jr. says and he stands behind? No. But I don't agree with everything my wife has to say either, and we've been married for quite some time. I mean,
that's dangerous. That's pretty dangerous. Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to agree with anyone, but I mean, he's got a lot of great points, and he's independent in his thinking, and there's nothing wrong with that. I don't have any problem with that. Will he be able to bridge? I don't know. They're going to do everything that they are to try to destroy him. I mean, that's the way the country works in this uniparty system. You try to step out, you know, they're going to come after you. And much in the same way they're going after Elon Musk, who's, you know, not running for anything, but has been fiercely independent as the CEO of Tesla and some of the statements that he has made. And they can't have that. So they're trying to destroy him, too.
Well, that's right. Going down to the border and saying, hey, what's going on down here? That's kind of verboten. You're not supposed to really do that. Well, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. It's watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's the website. And as always, great pleasure to have you on. And what a great news day this is. But we'll be talking with you again tomorrow morning, sir.
You got it.
All right. Take care, everybody. Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's the website. And we're going to be back here in just a few minutes. Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600.
Third Watch. I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.